The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, it took at least 9 hard blows from an axe to smash the glass case in one of Germany's most historic jewellery vaults. Once the glass shattered, masked thieves grabbed 21 diamond-studded artefacts and they vanished. That was in November of 2019, on the 25th, and in the space of a few short minutes, some of the world's most valuable and priceless historic jewels had disappeared. Then we've had a major search operation, a trial, a conviction, and this week the return of the pieces to their home in the Green Vault Museum in Dresden in Germany. International correspondent Thomas Sparrow is in Germany. He joins me now. Thomas, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be again on your programme.
It's good to talk to you after a little hiatus. We spoke many times during the COVID epidemic, but it's good to have you back. Now, talk to me about the heist. First of all, what was the target and how well known would it be to Germans?
Very well known to Germans. It's not only in one of Germany's most important cities, most historic cities, Dresden, also a very important tourist site. But the Green Vault is also something that's known because of the jewellery that's there, because of all the treasures that are there. So when that happened 5 years ago, and I actually covered it when it happened 5 years ago, that was a massive story, not only here in the country, but also internationally. At the time already, the stolen pieces were valued at around 113 million euros. But even then, it was already said that it was very difficult to put a number, figure to those stolen pieces simply because they were invaluable, simply because they are of such historical importance. And I'm mentioning this because this also has some sort of relevance to what the thieves actually did, because from a historical perspective, it was obviously very shocking. But they soon realized, that's something that came out in the investigation, that they couldn't do much with these pieces because simply they were so valuable and so well known. So yeah, a big shock at the time, very important day today that people can actually see most of the pieces again in Dresden.
Okay, now the methodology they used, they planned because they would have expected that the Green Vault would be highly protected.
And normally it is highly protected, so that's also part of the discussion that has been going on since 2019. How was it possible that something like that happened, that with an axe and with the techniques that they used, they were able to take some of those most valuable art or treasure collections that were in Dresden in the Green Vault? So basically, the discussion is not only about what happened afterwards. The discussion is not only about how they found actually the people who were responsible, or how some of the pieces were actually recovered. It's also about what mistakes were made that led the people first and foremost to be able to get into the Green Vault and take the pieces.
Now, the various aspects to this, I mentioned the axe to actually shatter the glass. But before this, they had to get access, and there were windows which were barred with iron cladding. There was obviously the whole business of the electricity supply, the lighting around the Green Vault that might have revealed their activities. So how do they get over all of these difficulties?
Well, in fact, you're mentioning probably the most important elements that were part of the investigation. So namely, how they managed, it was not only an axe, but the fact that some of those windows were shattered, that the electricity was also involved. So basically, we're talking here about a very big operation, which was also a complex operation. And to some extent, the questions that have been raised is whether the people who took that jewelry were actually acting alone, or whether they had some sort of help, let's say, from at least inside or close to the Green Vault. So that's still part of the ongoing investigation. But for now, the focus here in Germany has been on basically being able to show the pieces again in Dresden. It's important to stress that the pieces are not all recovered, and that those that have been recovered are not intact. In other words, they are still part of this ongoing investigation. So the only condition that was put for them to be shown again to the public is that they have to be shown in the same condition as when they were found. In other words, with some, there are bits and pieces that may be missing or that are not in perfect condition, but they haven't been recovered. It is still part of an ongoing investigation. And what's also actually very relevant, and by the way, also very controversial here in Germany, is that the pieces were actually found after a deal was made with the suspects at the time. They actually told authorities where the pieces were found, not all of them. Some of them, including some of the most important ones, are still missing, but they were told where they could find them in return for maybe lesser sentences. So this, again, is something that at least here in Germany has been followed closely in a very controversial way. Mm.
So the methodology of their break-in, they set a fire, which resulted in the power being cut. I think they set a car on fire. And then they had already sawn through some bars and put the bars back in place, glued them back in place, because they knew when they were actually doing the robbery that taking time to saw the bars would be too long, they would be too exposed. So this shows a fairly sophisticated level of planning.
It does show a fairly sophisticated level of planning, and I'll give you one comparison that has been very often explained here in Germany. These jewels survived the Second World War, but they did not survive this kind of operation when they actually took the thieves nearly 5 years ago. So this just gives you an idea of how sophisticated it must have been for them to actually take those jewels from Dresden's Green Vault. So again, this just reveals how important it is for Dresden authorities, but for German authorities in total, in general, to be able to bring some of those back and to actually show them to the public. So from a cultural point of view, from a historical point of view, even from a political point of view, today is a very important day for Dresden.
Now, one of the pieces that is still missing is an epaulette upon which the so-called Dresden White Diamond was mounted. That has not been found, and this is a rather large diamond, so one presumes that it may have been chopped up into smaller pieces.
That is the presumption, not only with that, but in general, when these kinds of jewellery and other items are stolen, it is basically impossible to sell them. So basically, the people who take them, the thieves, cannot just simply go and try and sell a big epaulette with a huge white diamond. So the suspicion that authorities actually have right from the beginning is that they can be damaged, that they can be broken into smaller pieces, and that makes it even more difficult for them to then find them. That is still part of the suspicion with the Dresden White Diamond. But again, that shows that at least they were able to find the other ones that were not destroyed, or at least they were damaged a little bit, but not destroyed, and they can still be shown today. Again, from a perspective, let's say from a thief perspective, it might have been a big heist, it might have been something shocking, but experts have said time and time again here in Germany that it was probably not the most intelligent thing for them to take these jewellery pieces, because there's not much that they could actually do with them without people realising. So that is one side of the story, at least.
I suppose the worst thing that could happen is that they would decide to melt all the gold down and chop up all the diamonds. They would get far less than the original value, but they would get a huge amount of money nonetheless. Now, these jewels, they were taken by the Soviets from Dresden at the end of World War II, but then they were returned in 1958.
That's correct. They were returned in 1958. They were returned in 1958, but you mentioned the aspect of gold, which I think is also important, because in Germany some time ago there was also another very important robbery of a gold coin. And in fact, the discussion there was also that probably that gold would then be melted and that it would never be found again. So the discussion that has been going on is not only how you can better protect these jewels from being stolen, but how you can make sure that if they are stolen, they are as much as possible returned in a good condition. And the fact that you're talking about the history of these jewels is also very, very interesting and very important, because these are very historical jewels. The Dresden collection was actually assembled in the 18th century by Augustus the Strong, and it is an absolutely essential part of the history of Dresden. I mean, for those listeners who have been to Dresden, they have probably seen the historic nature of this city. They've probably even been to the Green Vault. It's one of the most important touristic sites in Dresden, and the fact that some of the most important, most valuable items there were stolen was an absolutely massive shock in 2019 when it happened, and led to a big investigation, which was then linked to a Berlin family clan. And when members of that Berlin family clan were arrested, and during the investigation, it became clear that they actually knew where those pieces were, and that's when the deal was struck between authorities and this family clan.
So how many years in jail will they serve?
Initially, it was 6 years that they served. For experts who are critical of this, it is basically something very small for the big heist that they had, for the damage that they made. But others believe that because of the deal that was made, it was actually possible to recover these jewels, and that that is where the focus should lie, and that's why they defend this deal that was made between authorities and the clan, that Berlin family clan called the Remo clan.
And I'm sure that when they are released after serving their 6 years, the police will keep a close eye on them to see, can they find the rest of the heist?
Hopefully they will be able to find the rest of the heist before the 6 years. That's why the investigation is still going on. That's why, for example, the pieces that have been shown cannot be even touched by anyone. They can be taken out of the museum on short notice as part of the investigation. They cannot be repaired. They have to basically stay like that until authorities determine that the investigation can be closed. And once that happens, will they then be able to repair the pieces that have been damaged and hopefully also return the ones that are still missing?
Thomas Barrow in Germany, thank you very much for joining us on the line. Now, still to come on News Talk.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.